News, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Snow, wind, dangerous dust storms, wildfires, and tornadoes are ripping across much of the country from Texas to Canada. Tornadoes have touched down in Missouri, and tornado warnings were issued last hour for far western and southwest areas of suburban Chicago. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has more.
The National Weather Service has issued blizzard warnings for parts of far western Minnesota and far eastern South Dakota. Snow accumulations of 3 to 6 inches expected, with up to a foot possible, and wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. In the Texas Panhandle, three people were killed Friday in car crashes caused by a dust storm. A Texas Department of Public Safety sergeant saying it was a nightmare out there due to the near zero visibility.
The U.S. government has a budget passed in time to avoid running out of money at midnight. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more from Washington.
The bill to fund government functions through September divided Democrats, in part because it boosts defense spending by $6 billion, but it cuts domestic spending by more than twice that amount. The Senate's Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, didn't like the bill himself, but he urged his caucus to support it over a procedural hurdle. He cautioned that blocking it would lead to a government shutdown and would further empower the Department of Government officials to shutter government agencies indefinitely.
President Trump told Justice Department employees that those who prosecuted him in two federal cases should be in jail.
President Trump brought a message to the Justice Department Friday saying his administration is restoring law and order.
I have no higher mission as President of the United States than to end this killing and stop this law breaking and to making America safe again. And that's what you're all about in this room.
Trump laid out his vision for a department focused on crime and immigration.
CBS's Erica Brown. SpaceX has launched a new crew to the International Space Station, and the capsule will bring astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams home next week. NASA's Steve Stitch.
We're excited to get Crew 9 back, and I know Butch and Sonny are excited to come back. And then we'll celebrate, you know, when they're ready. It'll take a little time to get them back reconditioned, and then we'll do a proper celebration.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio accuses Mahmoud Khalil, held in detention as he fights deportation, of aiding Hamas during anti-Gaza war protests last year at Columbia University. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says Khalil's green card status says it was free speech.
A green card, of course, is not a right. It's a matter of administrative grace. And this certainly is the argument we are going to be hearing from the government. Now, of course, Khalil's argument is he's being targeted based on lawful conduct and specifically protected speech.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A new report commissioned by faith leaders outlines the high moral stakes at play as the Trump administration pushes to cut federal programs to pay for extending tax cuts passed in 2017. Here's Eric Galatis.
Co-author Karen Dolan with the Institute for Policy Studies says the budget resolution recently passed by the U.S. House would eviscerate Medicaid, the single largest source of health coverage in the U.S., by cutting $880 billion.
The proposal could result in a loss of coverage for 36 million people.
Republicans have long argued that tax cuts boost the economy and allow people to keep more of the money they earn. Extending tax cuts would amount to less than a dollar per day in savings for the bottom half of U.S. families, but the richest 0.1% of Americans would receive over $314,000. Corporations promised to use windfalls from tax cuts in 2017 to raise wages, but Dolan notes the bottom 90% of workers have seen no benefits at all.
When corporations get huge windfalls in the form of tax breaks and tax loopholes, that money does not trickle down to workers' wages or to the economy. All it does is enrich that corporation.
The GOP also plans to cut food assistance by $230 billion and increase work requirements. Dolan says the majority of people who receive assistance are already working.
92% of people who receive Medicaid work either full-time or half-time or have disabilities, are over age 65, are taking care of children or elderly adults. or are attending school.
This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Right now it's 53.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels and Flix Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Friday, March 14th. Today, the average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.18, and the average price of a dozen large eggs in Wisconsin, $6.24, both the same price as they were yesterday.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Coming up, we have a busy show today. Dan Schaefer will be here as he is every Friday. Next hour, from the recombobulation area, also Civic Media's political editor, going to spend a little time talking about the debate between Brad Schimmel, Elon's guy, and Susan Crawford for the spot on the Supreme Court. The election is April 1st.
Yes.
If you're not registered, if you're not sure, if you don't know where to go, if you don't know who's on the ballot, there's one easy peasy place to go, Greg Bach.
Where is that, Jane?
MyVote.wi.gov. MyVote.wi.gov. Please make a plan to be a voter. Make it a thing.
Yeah.
Make it an event.
Voting's cool.
Talk to a couple of folks and go vote and then go to brunch or something.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Give yourself a little reward. Take part in the process. Wisconsin, we really do. I think I heard Dan talking about this the other day on somebody's show, that Wisconsin really does turn out.
Yes, we do.
In comparison to other states.
Yeah.
But there's still room for improvement.
Always room for improvement. And I mean, 2 years ago, we were in the same place, a Supreme Court race in spring. And I mean, Wisconsin knocked out of the park for numbers for that kind of race.
Yes.
So let's see if we can't do the same, if not do better.
Yeah.
Come on now.
MyVote.wi.gov. Be a voter, baby. Everybody who's anybody wants to be a voter. Wanted to start off with this. And if you are a veteran in particular, and you've gotten services at the VA, and I know there have been, the VA is not perfect.
No.
The VA has had a lot of issues over the years, and we're aware of that and understand that.
Yeah.
But they still provide really necessary services for many, many folks.
Yeah.
And there's an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel with Natalie Elberts and Mary Spacuza with the byline, "As cuts and uncertainty hobble VA clinics, Wisconsin leaders increasingly divided over DOGE." So they start off with an email that was sent out to the staff at the Zablocki VA Medical Center in Milwaukee, talking about plans for coping with the loss of half of the members of its supply team in just the last couple of weeks. And the email started off with, "We need your help." Under a contingency plan created by the VA because of what DOGE wants to do, effective immediately, staff at the VA were asked to retrieve medical instruments and supplies from the basement instead of going to the well-stocked units on their wing that are usually managed by supply technicians.
Gotcha.
So now they want to get rid of these supply technicians who supply the units on these floors so that when you need something, you go there and it's there. Now, instead, they have to go down to the basement. I've been in the VA a couple of times. I am not that well-versed with that building, but it's a big building.
It's a huge building.
It is.
And if your first instinct is to say, well, why don't you, it's fine, you just have the nurse go run down and do it. Well, first of all, that's not the nurse's job to go. That is a specific occupation. Supply management, supply restock. If a nurse needs to tend to someone who is in a bad place, if they're crashing,
a crisis,
they don't have time to run downstairs to go get more stuff. You need people in place to make it flow properly. So getting rid of these individuals is going to put a lot of extra pressure in already tense situations.
The latest squeeze, again, according to this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, of an already depleted team of caregivers. And this, as you said, Greg, increases the risk of delayed patient care. Mm. A spokesman for the VA says the cuts will not harm veterans' care. Quote, the Zablocki VA Medical Center is meeting its supply chain requirements by delegating duties across the remaining staff. There is no negative impact to clinical operations and veteran care. Still, Republicans blasting these decisions, and you know who's checking in on this?
Ooh.
Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, he's very concerned.
Has he ever held a town hall?
No, in fact,
he's big on telephone town
halls. Can I tell you a very quick story?
Sure.
When I worked for the city of Racine back in the day, his staff was, I remember at least three times when they were supposed to hold constituent outreach. Not him. We knew that.
Just his staff.
But his staff, which is also important. They never showed up.
At all?
They would never show up. They would never show up.
Would they tell you they weren't going to come?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes we just walk in the room, there was nobody in there. Sometimes they'd be like, we can't make it. Great, cool deal. But don't worry, folks. Ron Johnson's concern is on the move. Concern is high on the top of his list. Yep. He's concerned about his concern.
He's concerned. Ron Johnson dismissed the VA's planned layoffs of as many as 83,000 workers in an event at a WisPolitics event. He said it's just a report and the cuts haven't happened yet. Ron Johnson said everybody, bipartisan basis, will vote for funding veterans to the point where we overfund it. Ron Johnson said the VA is not a particularly efficient organization. I don't think anybody disagrees that there are efficiencies to be found, but that doesn't mean that you come in with a chainsaw in order to uncover these deficiencies. Ron Johnson says one thing you don't have to worry about being underfunded is support for veterans. Doesn't happen. He said the VA receives substantial funding, and that is not going to change. 855-752-4842. If you are a veteran, if you have gotten care at the VA, I would love to hear from you. Seriously, 855-75-CIVIC. Give us a call. Send in a text. Let us know what you think.
Will this be like the Lyndon McMahon statement, 1,300 people fired from Department of Education, then all that money will flow into the schools throughout the states? Or are they going to fight? It said 87,000?
83,000.
83,000 people fired. Will that money then be redistributed for veterans care in some way? I don't think so, because usually when you cut and get rid of. You don't redistribute it or reallocate it. It's just going to be gone.
Well, that money needs to go so that Elon could get another tax cut.
Yeah, let's.
What this is all about. 855-752-4842. Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Great topic, as always. I'm wondering, and maybe I've got my rose-colored glasses on, but maybe the best thing that happened to the administration was that the judicial system is holding them accountable. And the best thing about them holding them accountable for Trump, Trump will ignore them. And that's good for us, because then we are going to have a cleansing or a meet Jesus meeting. And the more he ignores and doesn't follow, the more laws he breaks. The more laws he breaks, the more vulnerable he becomes. James Santella's talked about this. Mm-hmm. And now he's super vulnerable. What do you guys think? Do you think there's a lot of hope now? Because 110 I think if his bills have been stopped. What do you guys think?
Well, what concerns me, Bill, is, I mean, the courts can say, no, you can't do that. What is the step to enforce that he follows those rulings? Mm-hmm. That's my concern. Well, and who's going to make him follow the law? Because we know Republicans in Congress aren't going to do it.
And I personally, and I've said this before, is I think he's going to make all these grand gestures. And as the courts say no, he gets to stand there and say, well, I tried. We tried to do that. And the courts said no. And they're not on your side. I'm on your side. So he can say he's going to do something. He doesn't have to do something and hurt people. And he gets to blame someone else.
Well, he's big on blame.
If he goes ahead and does stuff that the court has blocked him to do, then there need to be consequences. But let's face it, we live in an almost consequenceless world now.
If you got enough money.
But I just think that he wants to say he's going to do these things, and the courts will stand up and be his perfect patsy on it.
It's their fault.
The courts won't let me do it. I wanted to do all these things for you, the American people, but the court said no. But I love you more than the courts.
Yeah. Mr. President, I don't take responsibility for anything, Trump.
Nothing.
Gene from Eau Claire on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I just wanted to call and let you know there is an example of Ron Johnson trying to hold an online town hall that he called on Wednesday at 4:30, you know, just prior to this great event that Civic Media hosted. And I had to wait for a while, and I thought, nope, I want to listen to this great event that Civic Media outstandingly provided for all the people in the community instead of listening to a pre-recorded, you could be pre-recorded or it could be live, but stay on the line. And I thought, nope, Civic Media is more important. Thank you very much. And you guys have a great weekend. Thank you for your service to our state and really to our country. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Gene. Have a great weekend. Really appreciate you checking in. Yeah. Always appreciate you and your listenership, too.
I always feel like I should say, she does not work for Civic Media. She's just a fan.
Gene, I'm going to give you my personal phone number so you just can call me on weekends and make me feel better.
Gene, you're doing a great job. You're so wonderful, and everyone loves you, and it's great.
Don't listen to the haters, Jane. It's okay. We will continue this conversation, again, talking about cuts at the VA. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says, nothing to see here. It's all overfunded because no matter what happens, you know, veterans get bipartisan support, but now it's overfunded.
I want to know what do you mean by overfunded?
Too much money, Greg.
Oh my gosh, these veterans are just swimming in dollars,
and obviously taking advantage.
These doctors who decide to work for the VA, you know, a very shiny, very famous place to work, they're just driving Lamborghinis, buying their second home.
Yeah.
Overfunded.
We're going to continue this. If you would like to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Just don't know what else to do about it. James says.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Gal B, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform shedding more users than a husky blowing its winter coat. Talking about cuts at the VA, Senator Ron Johnson, senior senator from Wisconsin, says, don't worry about it. There's plenty of funding for veterans to the point where we overfund it.
Okay.
Also, this article today, burn pit funding for veterans on chopping block in GOP spending bills.
Someone call John Stewart right now.
I know. John Stewart, who spent years advocating and going to Congress, and men who had cancer going in front of members of Congress asking for this funding. And now, thanks to DOGE, now burn pit funding for veterans is on the chopping block. And you may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact DOGE and let them know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea?
Who?
Wisconsin Representative Congressman Mark Pocan.
I believe, Calvin, we have some sound from Representative Pocan about getting in touch with DOGE per the recommendation of Derek Van Orten from Wisconsin's 3rd District. Let's play that clip from Representative Pocan, please, Calvin.
You might have heard yesterday Derek Van Orten had a telephone town hall with about 24 hours notice in the middle of the day in lieu of having an in-person public town hall. But in answering questions, he showed exactly why he doesn't want to have an in-person public town hall. He was asked about people who are being fired. He gave a strange answer about it's not DOGE that's firing them, it's the agencies. But he said if you want to find out about someone who shouldn't have lost their job, you should contact DOGE. Okay, ignore the idiocy of that answer. We tried today to find out on their website. So as a member of Congress, not a member of the public, trying to find out about someone who's been fired, we couldn't get that number off the DOGE website. Then we tried the Congressional Research Service website that has all kinds of White House liaisons that I can contact, but not the average person. They had no phone number or email for DOGE. Finally, we had to call the White House switchboard, and they said they'd get back to us in 10 minutes. They didn't, so we tried back, and still they failed to get in touch with anyone or any number for DOGE. And finally, we asked for a number to the White House Ledge Affairs so that we could request a meeting between myself and someone at DOGE. And they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
No one you can speak to, no way to contact them. The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay, I guess.
Well, I mean, what did you expect? The information came from Derek Van Orten. Like, they think the guy actually has up-to-date info on anything. He doesn't want to talk to people. He only lives in one mode, that is confrontation. And I bet you him having to answer questions without having to yell at people was tough for him to do.
No doubt.
So, of course, he's going to just lie off the seat of his pants and say, contact them. Yes, 1-800-USA-DOGE. There's the number, folks.
Well, and I love the fact that he says it is not DOGE's responsibility that these cuts are happening. It's the head of the agencies that are making these cuts.
Yes.
But if you want to complain about the cuts, you should call DOGE, yet there is no way to do that. You can't get in touch with DOGE. Mark Pocan, a member of Congress, can't get anyone to talk to him from Doge. But it's all good. It's they're so transparent about everything. It's just crystal clear.
Don't say anything at all.
Just don't speak.
You know what? I can't believe I'm going to say this. Derek Van Orden, don't do any town halls. It's not worth your time. You're just going to get upset and yell at probably a child. I mean, what would he expect to happen? And I would love to see if Mark Pocan's going to just get up from his desk, walk over to
knock Derek on Vitter. Some doors.
Hey, Derek, I tried that number. Do you have one that I don't know about? Did you get a special number? Because your fans.
Maybe it's a super secret number.
Maybe it's a super GOP number.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join our conversation. Cornell from Merrill is on the line with us. Good morning, Cornell. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for covering this. Yeah, I'm a Vietnam era veteran, and I get care at the Schofield Rothschild VA clinic, and they are outstanding. They treated my fever. I had a bad fever. I had to go into the hospital. I had a skin problem. I had to have an operation. They treated that, and a month ago, I couldn't even walk. So they took care of that, and they gave me a brace that's just outstanding. And then we get all our COVID vaccinations there, and they have a great mental health care there with this post-traumatic depression. Soldiers are coming back, and they're getting outstanding care there. It's just outstanding. And if they cut that clinic, I have to drive all the way to Madison to get my care.
And thank you for your service, Cornell. And I can't imagine all that you've had to deal with, seriously. And how do you feel when you hear them say they want to cut 83,000 positions from the VA? What is that? How does that make you feel?
Well, I was so upset that it's just terrible. And Senator Johnson, he's just the yes man for Trump. And he's just it's just terrible because we served. We have Korean veterans, we have Vietnam veterans, and we have Afghan veterans, and it's just terrible. It's just mind-boggling, and I hope people get out to vote to get the right people into office. And it's just quite upsetting. I called my office, and I was so upset. Then they called me back, and they said, do you need some help to talk to somebody about it?
Yeah.
You know, they are just outstanding here in Rothschild. The nurses and the doctors, they are so dedicated, and it's not an easy job. I was in the Naval Medical Corps, and I know what it is. They care for people, and they're just dedicated to taking care of us. And every time I go into the building, there's 20 people there that need help, and they're older than me.
Cornell, we're right up against the break. I don't mean to cut you off. Thank you so very much for calling and sharing your perspective and sharing your experience. It really makes a huge difference. We do have news coming up next, but we'll continue our conversation on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. At least 9 tornadoes have touched down in Missouri with tornado warnings tonight in Illinois. CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore tells us bad weather is on the move.
The threat for severe weather shifts across the deep south into Mississippi and Alabama, but that threat for severe storms even stretches all the way up into the Ohio Valley.
The Senate passed a Republican spending bill keeping the government running, with Chuck Schumer and other Democratic leaders helping it over the finish line. President Trump noticed.
I appreciate Senator Schumer, and I think he did the right thing. Really, I'm very impressed by that.
A Dragon spacecraft is on its way to the International Space Station, and the capsule will bring home stranded astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams.
They'll be ready to come home when we're ready. We'll watch the weather. You know, the weather's always a challenge. It's always windy over the water. We'll have to find the right opportunity.
NASA's Steve Stitch. The plan is to begin the return trip home on Wednesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The tip-off time at 7 o'clock. College hoops, Marquette losing to the number one seed St. John's in the Big East tournament, 79-63. So now the Golden Eagles wait to find out their destination in the NCAA tournament. Baseball, Brewers beat the Giants 11-5. And the crew getting a visit from Donald Driver, who spoke to the players in the clubhouse.
You know, we're going to talk about just being ingrained in the community, right? In the state of Wisconsin, I think a lot of these players, you know, a lot of them are not from the United States, right? And so we want them to understand that if they can get ingrained in the community, just not just what they do in Wisconsin, but across the United States, right? And so we want to be able to offer those services to them. And my speech today is going to be talking about the three things that I feel like every successful person in this world needs, and that's identity, that's relationships, and purpose. And if you can have all three of those things, you'll be successful in your career on the field, but then also off.
That's former Packer Donald Driver with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will talk about the Wisconsin Badgers seed in the NCAA tournament and what makes you a target of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before we went to the news, we were talking about impending cuts courtesy of Doge, which, by the way, Mark Paukand found out, even as an elected official, you can't reach anybody from them.
No.
You can't talk to anybody from Doge. There's no phone number. There's no contact person. There's no nobody.
There's no email. No, nothing.
But they're all about accountability.
I guess you could.
And transparency.
Can I DM them?
Well, you can try. Yeah. Yes. So they're talking about cutting 83,000 workers from the VA. Mm-hmm. And we have been asking for veterans to check in and what this would mean for you. And granted, the VA is not perfect and has been having issues for a long time. But it doesn't seem to me that getting rid of 83,000 people is going to help mm-hmm. with efficiencies.
No.
That seems kind of working backwards. But don't worry about it, says Senior Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. He's dismissed the VA's planned layoffs by calling it just a report. And the cuts haven't happened yet. And he said that he suggested bipartisan support for the VA is strong to the point that the VA is bloated. Too much. They got too much.
Yep.
Too much help. 855-752-4842. John from Hubertus texting in, a year ago, I met a guy at a tavern in Menominee Falls. He lived in Mequon, but he had to go to Madison, the Madison VA hospital, to get assistance. So, again, can it be more efficient? Probably. Is the way to do that cutting 83,000 jobs?
It certainly doesn't seem like the right path to treat a group of people who this country
claims
to love. And when I say this country, let me be clear. I'm talking about the politicians who tweet and post and do videos
on Veterans Day.
You know what? For every one video, take it down. Do one thing for them. How about that instead? Do something instead of tweeting about how much you love them. Actually,
do something.
Help them.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. Tim from Eau Claire has been very patient. Thank you for joining us, Tim. What do you want to say about this?
Yeah, well, you know, your previous caller there mentioned something that I think people are overlooking. A lot of these veterans and stuff have PTSD, and their mental capacities might be affected. I think, and I'm not condoning it, but I think you might see some of these people resort to violence against some of these people. Sad to say, but it could happen. That's all I got to say.
I mean, when...
Well, I certainly hope you're wrong, Tim.
Yeah.
I do, and thank you for checking in. I don't want to see anyone attack.
No.
I don't want to see Tesla dealerships burned.
I don't think that's what Tim means either. I think what...
Just the frustation.
But unchecked, unhelped mental illnesses can end up harming people. We've seen it so many times with the mass shootings in this country, and these vets, if they're not getting help and they suffer from PTSD, the likes that most of us will never understand.
Absolutely.
And if there isn't help for them, where are they going to go? And a lot of them end up on the street.
We have a lot of homeless veterans. It can't be more than 5 years ago that we were talking about 12 was the number.
22.
Was it 22?
22
veterans a day were committing suicide.
Yeah.
855-752-4842, talking about potential cuts. Right now, according to Ron Johnson, don't worry, it's just a report.
Don't worry, they're not going to gut Medicaid.
Don't worry, and the VA is kind of bloated anyway, because who doesn't support the VA? Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm not a vet, but I'm a daughter of an Army brat. My dad was in the service for 22 years, and my mother spent just short of a year at Walter Reed Army Hospital with cancer and other complications. And my dad was in the hospital towards the end of her stay. And if it hadn't been for the veteran doctors and the Army doctors, both my parents would have been dead at that time. And I just want to say that I think the cuts are terrible. And I challenge Ron Johnson to put his money where his mouth is. Go out and do something about it rather than just say, oh, don't worry about it. What is he actually doing for the veterans? Is he actually going and talking to the vets? Is he actually going and making sure that things are okay at the Veterans Affair. His phone number is 202-224-5323.
Go get him, Ollie. Thank you for that. Yeah. Really appreciate that. Yeah. And call.
Absolutely.
Call. That's myvote.wi.gov. Put in your address. Every contact phone number is in there for all of your representatives.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Are they going to respond to you? No.
No.
But I don't know what other way to let them know that their constituents are not happy with what they're doing. Because they're not showing up anymore. They certainly don't want to see people face to face.
No, Ron Johnson's not coming to his to various locations around the state.
He's in Florida.
Yeah, it's and the whole thing that really I made the mention of Medicaid before. I wanted to clarify something. This is how it all starts. They say we're not going to do anything, but then they're voting on cuts on various programs, and the VA is just one of them. It's been a program they wanted to cut for years.
855-752-4842. We are talking about potential cuts at the VA, talking about 83,000 workers. Ron Johnson says, don't worry about it. Right now, it's just a report. And besides, the VA's bloated anyway. Linda from Wisconsin Rapids is on the line. Good morning, Linda. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I'm a vet. I served as a Navy nurse for 28 years. And what they don't understand is a lot of these programs are intermingled. I worked at Walter Reed Bethesda. NIH helps our oncology units. The staff goes in between NIH and Walter Reed. A lot of these research projects and stuff are so intermingled. And they don't realize if you cut one, you're cutting a lot of other programs and a lot of other patients.
That's a great point, Linda. It really is. That's a wonderful point. NIH is the National Institutes of Health.
Yeah.
And I can see, of course, they're going to be intertwined with VA and giving veterans medical services. That just makes sense.
Well, not to mention the fact that any sort of work that the VA does with other hospital systems, I mean, when those ties are cut, they're gone. And it's once again this thing of DOGE coming in with a chainsaw and not thinking about any of the repercussions afterwards, because you need to feel the pain, people.
Yeah.
We need to cut it down.
Just for 2 years.
Just for two years
of pain. Thank you so much, Linda, for calling, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Linda.
Greatly, greatly appreciated. Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
I think we just need to stop pretending that Trump is actually trying to do anything positive in office. I saw these cuts coming a long time ago. I mean, he called these people suckers and losers in his last administration. I'm not surprised that he's trying to cut their funding now. Really, what it comes down to is him peddling to his base, and his base wants one thing, and that's small government, and he's going to give that to them, no matter how many other people it hurts in the process.
I hear you, Stephen. Yep. It's really upsetting. It is. And yeah. I don't want his supporters to suffer.
Yeah.
I don't want Trump supporters to suffer, but this is affecting all of us. These cuts are affecting all of us. Mm-hmm. And yet now we're apparently going after the group that both sides love to use when it's to their advantage, our veterans. And I'm sure veterans have sick of lip service from both sides.
Well, veterans, small business owners, Native Americans, farmers, all these people that politicians love to go and talk and say, these individuals, they're the backbone. They're the reason why we're here. They're the reason why America's great. And then they'll do everything they can to turn around and just screw them. There it is. I didn't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. And then they say it's for the good of the country. No, it's for the good of that 1% who wants that tax cut.
That big tax cut, because they're really struggling. Rich people are having a tough time.
A tax cut that will not benefit you at all.
Benny from La Crosse texting in, listening on WLCX. Ron Johnson's number is constantly a busy signal. That tells me something. Keep it up. Keep it up, Penny. 855-752-4842. Jim from Chicago is on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning, Jim. I don't know how I'm picking you up here, but I'm in the Hancock Tower, and there you are.
So, yeah, I've been listening to this. You know, there's a lot of misunderstandings in what's going on, I think. First off, so many things seem to be arbitrated and taken care of on the federal level, and that's where you get a lot of bloat. I think we could probably all agree that if they kick some of these things down to the state levels, like education, et cetera, and get rid of things on the federal level, that would give the people more ability to have more local input. And like the founding fathers suggested, it would allow the states to take on their own color, their own identity more, rather than be subsumed in the federal board. So I think some of these cuts are really important. The other thing that we need to really look at here is what Musk is doing is he's going through AI and he's cutting out redundancies, a replication, et cetera. And that's a feature of bureaucracy that has kind of moved beyond or behind the technocracy that we're moving into. And so I think a lot of these cuts are justified. Yes, it's true. They rely, you know, they are people and they're working and they have jobs and things, but there's actually 10 million jobs available out in the economy right now that they can simply go to. How many people?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to stop you right there. That statement right there. They can't just simply go find a new job. When you've been let go from a job, especially like a government job, you're most likely been there for a while. You've got a trained skill, a set of skills. They can't just walk out the door and be like, well, I guess I'll just go find a new job today.
Well, and I thank you, Jim. I really do appreciate your perspective. And I do not disagree that there are places of overlap and there are places where things can be cut and efficiencies can be found. But I still don't think coming in with a chainsaw and doing cuts that way without really looking at what these people are doing. And as far as what Elon is finding, we don't know what he's finding.
Yeah.
There is no transparency. There have been no reports issued. There has been no, they keep talking about all this fraud that they keep finding. Well, then we should see the people who are going to be standing trial for fraud.
Yeah.
So far, I haven't seen any.
If you go to the Doge website, it's just a recitation of their Twitter page and them making claims of catching all these different things. The receipts that were being put up are being taken down because they're done wrong. And I just really, really, really find it disingenuous to say, well, there's 10 million jobs out there, so you can just go find one. That's not the...
Moving is expensive.
Finding a job even in your own hometown is hard. It's not easy unless you just want to walk into a low-skill job where you fill out an application. They say, you work here now. That's not how it works.
We'll continue this. Tom, I see you on the line. We will take you first when we get back. 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, talking about reports that the VA could be laying off as many as 83,000 workers. Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson says, it's just a report. The cuts haven't happened yet. And, quote, everybody, bipartisan basis, will vote for funding for veterans to the point where we underfund it.
Ron Johnson underfunded said, or overfunded?
Overfunded, yeah. Sorry. Rojo says the VA is not a particularly efficient organization. Again, I'm all about efficiencies and finding ways to do the same job for less, as long as the job keeps the same standard of service and care. But coming in with this, with a chainsaw, like he's been doing so far, doesn't seem to be the best way to go about this. And by the way, if you want to talk to someone from DOGE, you can't.
No. DM them on Twitter. Yeah. That's about all you can do, if you can do that. Also, the other thing, too, is if it's going to be overfunded, that means that Ron Johnson and his colleagues suck at their job. Look at the bill. Go over with a fine-tooth comb.
They don't read the bills.
I know they don't, but figure out the inefficiencies in the markup process versus DOGE coming in saying, we got this, sleeves coming up, and taking a chainsaw to jobs. But don't worry, Jane, 10 million jobs. Go find a new one.
Well, and again, DOGE is all about, it's true, trust us.
Yep.
Just trust
me. It's fine.
855-752-4842. Tom from LA, thank you for your patience, Tom. We do have a couple other callers I'd like to get to, so if you can keep it brief, please.
Absolutely. Number one, the number of government employees in the last 50 years has not increased at all. So I don't know what they're talking about in terms of the government getting bigger. Second, FDR had the WPA system or WPS system in place where people didn't have a job, so you had them actually just filling potholes. But they were working. All these Republicans that want to see people working and not being lazy slugs on a couch, oh my God, here's your chance. You get a job, you're going to work. And the veterans themselves, a lot of the people in the Veterans Administration are actually veterans. So give me a break. And then last, I want to say, Jane, because everyone needs to know this, they need to call into their congressperson and they need to tell them that we need to shut this government down because there's a poison pill in the CR which says that the Republicans will cede all power to the executive branch. It's exactly out of the playbook of Project 2025, but basically they will cede the power. I sent you the video on it so you can check it out, where it shows that Randy Rhodes, who's a very, very reputable person, showed that yesterday. And I really, everyone call and say, don't shut this down until we get an actual true CR, because this is insane that the Republicans are going to give all the power. It's called the...
I appreciate it, Tom. I do want to get to another caller. Thank you for that. I will check that out after the show. Kate from Western Wisconsin is on the line joining us now. Good morning, Kate. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for your time and your programming. Just a couple of points that I think the average people don't recognize in this whole process by the GOP. You know, number one, the tariffs are really going to hurt the American farmer across the board.
Yep.
A lot of equipment comes from Canada. It's been a strong trading partner for years, and it's just so unnecessary to put small farmers, medium farmers, big farmers out of business in America. And the other thing, they want to privatize everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's why the gutting of the government is happening. Doge is in it, and specifically Musk is in it because he's gaining great access to all of our information. That includes everything from our buying power to our income, and that's power, and he's going to make billions off of our private information. And the same thing with the tariffs. I'll guarantee that a lot of our high politicians are inside knowledgeable about when these tariffs are going to happen. They're trading on the market and capturing the value in the trading, and it's just wrong. And these people that aren't answerable to the citizens they represent need to be called out on it.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you so much. And hang on for a while. I was just going to say, too, about the tariffs. Now Trump officials are going all over Fox saying Canada hasn't been nice enough to us. Canada hasn't been grateful enough to us. Canada hasn't been polite enough. The fact that anyone from the Trump administration would talk about politeness and gratitude makes me want to do a spit take. That is laughable.
Yeah.
Please, please don't try and teach the rest of us manners. Coming from the guy who insults disabled people and everyone else from top to bottom, I don't want to hear it. I don't have time for it. I don't have the patience for it. I have some expletives which I can't use because we are FCC compliant.
Tune in after the show. Just put your ear outside your window and listen to our new show, Jane Screams Curse Words Into the Wind.
Oh, do you think that could be a set? Oh, we'll make it a podcast. Make a call.
Yeah.
Leave a message. Myvote.wi.gov. That's going to bring up all the phone numbers that you need. Be polite. Don't swear. Join me later. We can all swear together. We have news coming up next. When we return, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Cranky Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Midday Magazine. Talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Extreme weather is hitting much of the nation overnight, affecting 100 million people from the deep south to the upper Midwest. Tornadoes have been confirmed in Missouri, with warnings in Illinois. The National Weather Service says there's a severe weather threat for parts of Indiana and Michigan. Let's go to New Orleans for a look ahead.
The National Weather Service is warning Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida that severe weather is likely on Saturday.
All modes of severe weather right now are on the board, and we could even be looking at not just tornado activity, but strong tornadoes.
Louisiana climatologist Jay Grimes.
Those are the kind of systems that do serious damage.
Threats not only include tornadoes, but damaging winds, severe thunderstorms, and hail. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The Senate passed a Republican-led spending bill keeping the government running for 6 months. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and others on his team are taking heat for voting aye.
Lots of Democrats wanted to force a shutdown to protest what President Trump and Elon Musk has been doing in terms of slashing the federal government and spending cuts. And remember, in terms of what Chuck Schumer was doing before, this is a real reversal from what he'd previously vowed. He'd previously vowed to block the bill. And then he turned around and said, actually, it's better to vote it through. He said he's taking some political bullets for it, and he has plenty of those coming at him.
BBC's Merlin Thomas. A NASA mission is on its way to the International Space Station. The SpaceX capsule will bring stranded astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmer home this coming week after 9.5 months. CBS's Mark Strassman has more.
For the families, of course, this has been a hardship. There's no question about that. I mean, the families have to make a series of adjustments every time this mission has been extended by a couple of months or a couple of weeks, and now a couple of days just this week when the first attempted launch what had to be scrubbed because of a technical issue.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says former Columbia University student Mahmoud Khalil, a green card residency holder in custody fighting deportation, was aiding Hamas during anti-Gaza war protests. Rubio says the U.S. will revoke more student visas.
This is about a federal statute that gives him, as the Secretary of State, the power to revoke green cards, not used often in this type of circumstance. That essentially says when there's reasonable grounds for the Secretary of State to believe that somebody presents a national security issue, then things like their green card status can be revoked.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson. Louisiana's first execution.